There have been 15 COVID-19 related deaths in Washoe County so far. A third of those deaths are tied to two state regulated facilities in Reno. I'm Michelle Billman, KUNR's news director, and I'm checking in with our public health reporter, Ann Gray, for more information about those two outbreaks. Ann, thanks for joining me. Let's start with Lakeside Health and Wellness. What do we know about that facility?
Well, this is what we do know. Lakeside Health and Wellness is a senior nursing care facility, and a database, which is updated by the state, reports that there is a total of 43 confirmed COVID-19 cases at that location. 38 are residents and 5 are staff, and there have been 4 deaths of residents there. And at one point, management had asked staff to reuse masks. And while other healthcare facilities have also been reusing masks, what was unusual was that staff had been asked to flip them inside out. That was first reported by the Reno Gazette Journal. It's also been reported that they have stopped asking staff to reuse masks in that particular way.
And there was another outbreak at Willow Springs. What happened over there?
With regards to Willow Springs, it's a residential facility for children and teens seeking behavioral or mental health treatment. And based on information from the same state database, Willow Springs has a total of 56 confirmed cases. 36 of those are residents and 20 are staff. There have been 1 death of a staff member. And just looking at the numbers at those two facilities, there have been a combined total of 5 deaths. So that accounts for a third of the 15 total COVID-19 deaths in Washoe.
On what else did you learn from looking at the information in the state database?
As of yesterday, the Washoe County Regional Information Center reported that there have been a total of 572 positive COVID-19 cases in the county. I should note that more than 100 of those cases have recovered. But with regards to the facilities, Michelle, Willow Springs and Lakeside Health and Wellness account for 99 total COVID-19 cases in Washoe. And what that means is that those two facilities represent about 17% of the total positive cases we've had in the county.
Okay, and what about further testing at those facilities? Will residents or staff there, will they be tested again if they've already tested negative since they're living in a community with COVID-19 exposure?
Yes. Well, I have asked that question at the Washoe County Regional Information Center press briefings. The Washoe County Health District has not provided more details about the Willow Springs and Lakeside facility outbreaks. They have told me that those are state-licensed facilities, and the outbreaks are being investigated by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health.
Right, which is why KUNR has filed a public records request to the state to obtain more information about these facilities. But we've been told it will take several weeks before the state can provide that information. In the meantime, what have you learned so far through your reporting?
That's right. What we do know is the outbreaks we're seeing at Lakeside Health and Wellness and at Willow Springs are not particularly unique to Washoe County. We've heard stories of similar outbreaks in other residential facilities around the country. And just reviewing the database and the information that is available there, it seems there are a few other assisted living or residential type facilities in Washoe with COVID-19 cases. I identified 5 other positive cases at 4 facilities, and there have been no deaths reported at those facilities. I did speak with Brian Labus. He's an epidemiologist with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. His research focuses on communicable disease surveillance, and this is what he had to say.
First of all, they're going to be at higher risk because they're just in close contact with each other, and it's difficult to separate people when you have a lot of people in a small space. But many of those facilities also take care of people who are medically fragile to begin with. So if you're taking care of people that are elderly, with a lot of underlying conditions, that's going to put them at higher risk for disease. So if an outbreak does occur, it's going to be much more serious in that population.
Ann, you also spoke with Reno Councilwoman Naomi Dewar earlier this week about the outbreak at Lakeside Health and Wellness specifically. What did you learn from her?
Yes, I did speak to Councilwoman Dewar. Over the weekend, she had learned that Lakeside needed more face masks. And what she told me was she was able to secure some donations from a local business owner, the Reno Fire Department, and REMSA, the ambulatory service provider for Washoe County. And then also earlier this month, a few staff members at Willow Springs had also expressed concerns to me about not having sufficient personal protective equipment initially. I think what both of these outbreaks underscore is the struggle some of these healthcare workers are experiencing. I did speak with Grace Vergara Maktal. She's the elected executive director of Nevada SEIU Local 1107. And that's a union that represents healthcare and public workers throughout the state. This is what she had to say about protecting this workforce.
So we've been pushing. This has been a campaign that we have from the beginning that they should be providing PPEs or the protective equipment to all the employees that they have, not only for the ones that directly taking care of the patients.
We've heard this throughout the pandemic, and getting enough PPEs has been an issue for many healthcare facilities statewide and around the country. And at the moment, the state's investigation into the Willow Springs and Lakeside health and wellness outbreaks are still pending.
Thank you, An, for providing us with the latest on these two local outbreaks.
Thank you, Michelle.
An Gray is KUNR's public health reporter, and I'm our news director, Michelle Billman.
This story was produced with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science, which is part of the Reynolds School of Journalism.